Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of people." Sometimes during the summer holidays back in the UK, my sisters and I would go to a nearby country park and fish. It was fun, but to be honest, I wasn't that great at it. I caught the tree to my right a few times and stabbed myself with a hook more than once. I did catch a few fish, but not enough to convince me to carry on with the endeavor into adulthood. However, there were some teaching points for me. Firstly, that skills take time to hone, and that the learning experience is generally easier when you are taught by someone with more wisdom in the area than yourself. In today's gospel, we heard Jesus calling his first disciples, the fishermen, Andrew, Simon, James, and John. And discipleship itself may not be a skill exactly, but the disciples still had to learn how to serve their calling over time. And the Gospels tell us that even in the 3 years, the disciples still got things wrong. And the teacher that they had was wisdom personified. And Jesus, their teacher, started his earthly ministry by taking on the cry of John the Baptist, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Even though Jesus is the Messiah, he did not have a Messiah complex. So he drew others to him to learn from him and to join him in doing God's work. Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." And throughout the Gospels, we read accounts of the images of farming and fishing. And today, Jesus uses the imagery of fishing to depict a person in pursuit of a relationship with another. We see this in how Jesus calls his disciples. He approached a few people and then said, "Follow me." Normally, a prospective student would approach a rabbi and ask to be his pupil, not unlike the way in which modern students apply to universities from which they wish to learn. Jesus did things differently. He sought out his own students. Jesus is different. And even his call to repent is different, because that word repent may have very negative connotations in our minds. It may feel like an assignment of guilt or an accusation of wrongdoing. It may even cause us anxiety. But this English word does not do justice to the transformative nature of the Greek word metanoia. Our King James Bible translates metanoia as repent, and so does the translation we use today. But this does not convey the change of mind that the Greek expresses. Yes, repentance is part of the process that metanoia calls us into, but it is more than that, as it's about reorientating ourselves to follow God's plan for us. And it's not a process that is forced upon us, but one that we're invited to engage with. Jesus offered an invitation to the disciples, and they followed him. The way of faith is relational. Jesus called the first disciples into a relationship with him, and this invitation has also been offered to us. And this offer is not a lure that would entrap us and lead us to a way of being that is devoid of life. The offer of Jesus is to follow the light of the world that leads to life. Another word for this call, for calling, is vocation. Each of us has a vocation as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Each of us has unique God-given gifts and talents that we use to respond to the call of Jesus. Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." And whilst I was researching this, I came across a few articles about the debate over whether fishing is a sport. Fascinating. But for argument's sake, let's assume that fishing with a rod and line is a sport. There's one phrase that I've heard a fair amount regarding sport is the critique of someone being an armchair coach. Although that person shouting from their armchair may feel that they have an intimate relationship with the participants of the sport, it does not really actually require much work or expertise to shout at the screen from the comfort of one's home. I know I've certainly done this while watching England play rugby, but the call to be a disciple of Jesus Christ is more than sitting on the sidelines. One cannot effectively fish if we don't go where the fish are. The relationship that Jesus calls us into involves us realizing our own unique vocation. And once we have spent time discerning, it is time to get into the arena. Contemplation and action are not polar opposites. They are related and intertwined. The example of Jesus in the Gospels is that he withdrew to pray before he embarked on God's work. Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of people." And in a way, this is the call that St. Paul responded to. He encountered the risen Jesus when he was going to Damascus to persecute the early church. And he went through a process of metanoia and founded many churches and wrote many letters. And in today's epistle, St. Paul warned the church in Corinth about divisions that were leading to a breakdown of relationships with people within that community. Groups within the church trying to exclude others. This certainly was not following the call of Jesus. This was certainly not proclaiming the kingdom of heaven. And divisiveness and following the wrong crowd can be taken to horrific extremes. Tomorrow marks the 75th year that Auschwitz was liberated and the whole world was shown the depravity of following an ideology that marked Jews and others wrongly as subhuman. St. Paul spoke to his congregation against the abuse of power that caused division. And his response to that division was to remind them of their call to follow Jesus who died on the cross. As it is Christ's self-emptying love that restores the relationship between us, our neighbors, and God if we accept it. And St. Paul, as we heard in the letter today, said that his vocation was to proclaim the gospel. And this is our vocation too. And he most eloquently shares what it means to proclaim the gospel in his hymn to love a few chapters on in chapter 13, where he lists some of the activities that go to make up love. Jane Patterson says of this passage, "Where patience, endurance, hope, humility, forgiveness are embodied by people in community over time, then the gospel sounds forth through them." Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." How will you respond to Jesus' call? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.